brain.
That's an accident.
Accident?
That's an accident.
All accidents make symmetrically so beautiful.
Well, in the beginning only it was an accident. In the beginning only it was an accident, and then it became regular. After that first accident.
Yeah. So in the beginning, let us kick. Then things will be all right. Gita says, in the beginning, What is the beginning?
Aham bija pradapita.
Bija aham sarva bhutana. Very good. Thank you very much. All these plants begins from the seed. That seed, Krishna says, I am the seed. So how it is accident? Every plant has got a particular type of seed. You cannot change it. You take two seeds, it will grow as it is, it will go as it is. Not that back accident, it will go like this or it will go like this. No. Rose seed will grow rose seed. And mango seed will grow mango. Where is accident? The seed is there.
Well, it's an accident
simply
where the seed falls. It's an accident where the seed falls.
Then you are great scientists, let me keep on your page.
What about crossbreeding? When they change the crossbreeding, it appears as if...
That is not accident, crossbreeding. You arrange for that. That is not accident.
They change the original seed.
Then what is that? That is not accident. You are doing that. How do you say it is accident? Why do you put this rascal question? As you are doing otherwise, it is coming otherwise. How you can say it is accident? Accident means nobody interferes, it comes. That is accident.
Well, it may not be an accident, but it proves how we're becoming superior to the nature. We can control it more and more every day. We're controlling.
How you can become superior? Nature has already given you. And then you are able to act. Where is your superiority? God. Matasmriti jnana apurna. You have no intelligence. So that is given by God. Kal Hindi mein jo maine bataya, ये आप पहले फॉरवर्ड आए हैं कि let them become devotees. Why these old men, they are not coming? They are still after money. Amar aggay guru hai ya taro ei desh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So you have come to this country, do something good for these Africans. Let them become devotees. What is that attempt? The white men, they also came to exploit them, and you have also come to exploit them. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, paropokar, upakar karu. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not so advanced, make them advance. That is real cooperation.
ये बहुत
नहीं तो समझ रहा है
बहुत खुश है इनको समझाने वाला भी था कि इन्होंने तैयारी कोई खास की नहीं
है इतना दिन सब आप लोग आए हैं 150 वर्ष इनके लिए क्या किया
उसमें 5 साल हो गए हम वही तो सोचने की बात है कि क्या हुआ कुछ भी नहीं उसी स्टेज में खड़ा है गिरावट हो रही है उन्नति नहीं
आप सब कीजिए बट जस्ट लाइक एवरी वन ऑफ देम इज अटैच्ड टू रिमेन इन अफ्रीका कंटिन्यूट बट दे आर बीइंग फोर्सफुली ड्रिवन अटैचमेंट मस्ट बी देयर द इंग्लिश मैन दे हैव अटैचमेंट बट दे आर फोर्सफुली ड्रिवन सिमिलरली दिस conditioned soul, he has got attachment and shastra and shastra. These people were driven away by shastra, by weapon, knife. Shastra, that is shastra. And shastra is the same thing, but it is books. That was called shastra. The original word is coming from shastra. Sas means ruling. Sasdhat. Shastra, shastra, shasan, shishya. Shishya. Shishya means voluntarily accepting ruling. That is called shishya. The word is the same, sas. From sas, shishya. From sas, shastra. From sas, shastra. From sas, shasan. So, sometimes by force, sometimes by voluntarily. So, it's like Guru Shishya. The Guru, he gives enlightenment, and Shishya voluntarily accepts. That is Guru Shishya. Similarly, Shastra means weapon. If you don't follow, then it shall cut your throat. Similarly, Shastra. The Shastra said that now you must lead your family life. That is called Vanaprastha. So that is not being carried. Although the Shastra injunction is there. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So Brahmachari is the beginning of life. How to become controlled life. Then is allowed the concession for self-gratification. This is Grihastha. Then Shastra says, now you have done up to 50 years, now get out. But nobody is following. They are not prepared to get out. Unless death forces to get out. That Krishna does. Mrityu sarva harastam. He is not willing. He has got attachment. He doesn't want to. Then, at last, Krishna comes as death. Now, get out. Kick out. Oh, I have got so many things. I have got my sons, daughters, and say this, that. Get out. No question. And whatever you have accumulated, that is forbidden. The same process. The African government, get down. And what you have attained, I'll take now. The same shastra, Shish Shastra.
Srila Prabhupada, I am very surprised. I am not born in
That means in your previous life you were in these activities. That comes, that dictates to do it. So even though you became a woman, still that instinct was there. You had it done in your previous life. That is stated in the Bhagavad.
Sachinang Sumatangi. So you come in my life before that time I was only 28 years.
Now the older section of the Indians, they should give up their family life and live in this temple, cultivate this spiritual life and preach, you see, there will be very nice relationship. Part and parcel of God, the outward dress only makes difference that I am African, I am Indian, I am this. Pandita Samadarshana, therefore one who is learned, he does not make that difference. That is accidental. That by, you can say accidental, that is also not accidental. But somehow or other, it has become so. The dress is different. But our movement is not with the dress, but with the living being who has the dress. This is our, this is completely spiritual movement.
Many intelligent people in Africa, they are taking it very seriously.
Eh?
We have one professor in Tanzania in Dar es Salaam Jewish University. He's a very young boy. So he bought your Bhagavad Gita when Bhagavad Das was there. So he took all the picture out, all the picture, and he framed. I have seen in his room. He put all the picture in his room. Then he was writing me from a long time. He became our patron life member. And now he chants 16 rounds. He has gone to London for a course. He say after finishing this course, I will take initiation from His Divine Grace. Then I will dedicate my whole life to preach in the Dar es Salaam, in the university.
Is he Indian or African?
No, African. He's a professor. Oh, yes. I've seen his letter writing to me. So when I was in Dar es Salaam, now I was in one day in his home. He said, no, you stay with me. Don't stay with the Asians. So he was in the university, you know. He said, this is not like the Asian can take this philosophy and not be. He is so serious. Now he has gone to London. He may see you when you will be there for a year. And he chants 16 rounds. He has no picture else in his home. There was one picture of the president there. He took it down and he put a Krishna picture. So it's very serious. And he says, I don't know, since I have read the Bhagavad Gita, I go to my class to give a class to the students, and I don't speak anything else about the scriptures, you know.
That is the sign.
And he's a very strong Prabhupada also. Very strong.
That is said about Prahlad Maharaj when he was a boy. So he has been described as Krishna Graha Prapta. Just like under the influence of planet, one becomes ghostly haunted like that. So devotee means when he becomes Krishna haunted. That is what. That is Krishna. He does not think anything else except Krishna. That is what. Krishna Graha Prapta. Spoil your nail.
When someone takes so spontaneously, like this African, without any preaching, but just spontaneously take that.
They're not yet
past
so
life.
Advanced.
But it means in past life there must have been some connection if he immediately takes it so wholeheartedly. Without any previous connection.
The Indian pupils, when they see the Africans in the temple singing and all, then they criticize, you know. They criticize us. They say, oh, you, that boy, he told me, he read your Nectar of Devotion. Then he came to the conclusion, he read the story also Maharaj Ambarish. So he used to go to the Hindu temple and to clean the floor early in the morning before going to university. He told me that he went for 1 week and they never said him anything. When he was going daily, the puri told him, don't come here, don't clean here, we don't want the Africans to come. So then he told me that, what should I do? I want to follow the Prabhupada instruction. So what should I do? Prabhupada said in his books that if one cannot do anything, simply he should go to the temple and clean the room. Was so serious. So then I told the pujari that, why you are doing like that? You want to serve the Lord, why not you let him serve? It is good. You want that to keep that smoke inside the temple and throw the parts of the cigarette in the temple. So they criticize like that sometimes. You people, how you people can? They're simply imitating us.
The man yesterday at Damji's house, who was the Brahmin who was officiating, he is a very much caste-conscious Brahmin. And although he and Shah were the first ones to meet you at the Nairobi airport when you arrived in Nairobi, as soon as he heard your philosophy, he has never come. He came the first day only when you first arrived. And since that day, he has never come. And yesterday, I think he must have just come because Shah has forced him. But he does not at all like our philosophy that Brahmin by qualification. He's very staunch Brahmin by birth.
Then he misforgot, you know. But I also always
they always say the Africans can never become Krishna conscious.
How's that becoming?
They don't believe.
Believe? You do not see even.
But they say that all he will do, and then after 1 year he will stop.
Well, that is another kid's. Somebody is eating nice jugar. Everyone is saying, oh, it is very nice, it is very nice, very nice. Another one says, yes, it is nice, but after 3 days it will be sour. You rascal, consider for the present, oh, what after 3 days? When he is a bad critic, so he could not find out any fault. Everyone says it is good. So after 3 days it will be bad. This sort of criticism. So you have already become bad. You are doing service to others. What does he do, that priest?
Well, he's a businessman.
Business. So is that the business, is the occupation of Brahmin? And you are already fallen. How you can criticize others?
That is all Brahmins, not all Brahmins. All Brahmins, they know which knowledge, that is Shiva. Shiva is the head.
That's how Shiva is the head. But whether you are Brahmin, that is the question.
They don't know.
Brahmana's qualification is there. Sama, Dama, Tithika, Arjama, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asikam, Brahmakam, everything is there, the symptoms. So you are doing business, the occupation of the Vaishyas or Shudras, and how you are claiming to become a Brahmin. The, who is a Brahmin, that symptom is there in the Shastra. And not only the symptoms, Narada Muni has said, if these symptoms are found elsewhere, then he should be accepted according to the symptom. There is no question of birth. Yasya hi yat lakshanam proktam varnabhimanyakam jadi annatra vidisheta tatve naiva vinidhisheta. So, it is the symptom, just like a doctor, medical man, he diagnoses according to the symptom. He finds out the cause. So, symptom is required. Not that a man has become diseased or healthy by birth. No. By birth, he is born. Then again, when he develops certain types of symptom, so one has to take him in that. That is Shastra. We are accepting or giving them sacred thread, Brahmin, after seeing that they are actually acting as a Brahmin, not superficial. Therefore we take some time to see whether he can develop Brahminical symptoms. That is our process. Not that anyone comes and we make, give him a sacred thread and he becomes immediately Brahmin. We don't do this. First of all, give him chance. Yeah, let him chant Hare Krishna, follow the rules and regulations. Then let us see if he is actually serious, he has developed the symptom, then we. This is the proper way. Even one comes from the Brahmin family, he wants initiation. You don't give immediately. Even if he is coming from a Brahmin family, that is a good facility, that he is born in a Brahmin family. But the symptom is the first necessity. Either you are born in a Brahmin family or Shudra family, it doesn't matter.
Brahmana that are coming over to Africa, because we have a, you know, we are very sensitive to that kind of
Brahmins who come over? From?
From very respectful ISKCON Center.
Yes.
We have a tendency of working the activities, only to the agitation and everything.
Yes.
And this has the overall effect in us.
So what is your question?
So, don't you think that the blame should not be, you know, visually be laid on the Africans, but on the whole?
He's saying that the Brahmins that come from our overseas temples here, it's their responsibility to see that the Africans follow properly, because the Africans will follow their example.
It is for that purpose they have come. That is the purpose, missionary purpose. Here, we come here not to earn some money, but to see that this culture is spread.
So it's the responsibility then of those who are coming as the missionaries to set the proper example.
Yes, certainly.
Because then the Africans will follow that proper example.
Yes, he's right.
If they set a bad example, then they will follow a bad example.
Yes.
Then the criticism of the Indians will be justified.
Yes, that's it. So those who cannot follow, they should not come here. And us from the origin, that those who cannot strictly follow the rules and regulations, they should not come at all. It will set a bad example. They should be forbidden to come here. That I was speaking, there in Islam, filling with bad cows, better keep the cow shed vacant. That I was speaking. Those who cannot strictly follow our principles, they should not come here. It is a bad example. By mistake, if somebody does, he should be regretful and he should rectify. That is another thing. But not willingly, he should neglect. Then such person is not required at all. What is the difficulty? Chant 16 rounds and follow the regulative. What is the difficulty?
And what is your instruction? If they won't accept your instruction, then what is your instruction? Must be bogus. Huh? If your instruction is pure, then they'll accept. If your instruction is not pure, who will accept? I will not accept.
No, example is better than precept. If you actually follow strictly the rules and regulations and chant 16 down, you know, why they will not follow? They'll follow. If you are not attending class, if you are not attending Mangal Arati, if you are not finishing 16 down, then that is bad example. Don't set bad example. That is detriment. Nobody is advanced. Everyone is student. He must follow. There is no question of advance.
I mean, they call it sudras.
Sudras?
So that you have
sudra, how can you devote it? Sudras are never devotees.
No, he says sometimes that devotees, they call the other devotee that you are sudra.
That means he's sudra.
That is joking.
Not seriously, yeah. Prabhupada, sometimes you have said that this Gayatri was first spoken by the Lord, and this is a sound vibration of the Krishna's flute, and it was heard by Brahma, right? And these Brahmins, so-called Brahmins, they are...
There is no question of so-called. We want real Brahmins.
No,
it was heard by the real Brahma. Brahma, Brahma, Brahma.
So they worship Gayatri, they say like as a... So
they, whatever they say, you forget that. You do your own duty.
Right.
You follow the rules and regulations and do the needful. Why you...
No, we have to make them understand very clearly. You know.
But they will never understand. You don't waste your time. Go on with your duty. When they will see that you are actually acting as Brahmin, they will appreciate.
Time will come, they will come.
Yes, that will, they will appreciate. But if you don't follow strictly, then it is useless to criticize them also. You are also a victim, and they are also a victim.
When chanting was 16 rounds, we are not sure.
It should be sure.
How can we be sure?
There is beats.
He's saying that when we chant our rounds, how can we be sure that when we chant the round, that the round is a perfect, attentive round, sincere?
No, therefore it is shastra. We must. There is no question of understanding.
The quality of the chanting, he's asking. How can we make the quality the best?
Quality, you will understand, first of all, come to the quality. Without having quality, how will you understand the quality? You follow the instruction of your spiritual master of the shastra. That is your duty. Quality, no quality, it is not your position to understand. When the quality comes, there is no force. You will have a test for chanting. He will desire at that time, why 16 down? Why not 16,000 down? That is quality. That is quality. It is by force. He will not do it, therefore, at least 16 down. But when you come to the quality, you will feel yourself, why 16? Why not 16,000? That is quality. Automatically. That's the Haridas Thakur was. You are not forced to do. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested, now you are older now, you can reduce. So he refused. No. Up to the end of my life, I said, well, that is quality. Have you got such tendency that you will go on chanting and nothing to do? That is quality. Now you are forced to do. What is the question of quality? There is a given a chance that so that one day you may come to the quality. Not that you have come to the quality. Quality is different. Ashakti, ashakti, attachment. Rupa Goswami says, but how shall I chant with one tongue? And I'm suddenly here, 2 years. Had it been millions of tongues and trillions of years, then I could enjoy it. This is quality. Quality is not so cheap. Maybe after many births. The timing, you go on following the rules and regulations. It is being done by force. What is the quality? So, you wanted to understand quality, this is the quality. It will not be forced, but automatically it will desire. I am writing books. I am not being forced by anyone. Everyone can do that. Why one does not do it? Why I get up at night, 1 o'clock, and do this job? because I cannot do without it. Now one will do it artificially. This is what. Therefore, they like my purpose. That quality is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govindam virahena. I do not see Govinda. The whole world is vacant. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govindam virahena. This is quality. Just like we have one practical example, one man's beloved has died. And he's seeing the whole universe vacant. Is it vacant? That is quality of love. So there is no formula of quality. It is to be understood by himself. It's like if after eating something you feel refreshed and get strength. That is quality. You haven't got to take certificate. Will you give me a certificate that I've eaten? You'll understand whether you've eaten or not. That is quality. When you'll feel so much ecstasy in chanting Hare Krishna, that is quality. Not artificially. Chant! Chant! Otherwise get out. This is not quality. This is an expectation that someday you may come to quality. That requires time, that requires sincerity. But quality is there. Sabanadi Suddha Chitta Kara, it will be awake. Not by force. Just like love between two persons. It cannot be forced. You must love him. You must love him. There is no love. There is not love. When they automatically love one another, that is quality. Wherever they pray. Therefore, formally, at least in the Indian society, at an early age, they were married. There is no quality. There is no quality. But gradually, remaining together, the quality of love increases. Then the wife takes care of the husband, and the husband takes care of the... They become bound up, united in love. There is quality. In the beginning, where the child knows about love? No, but they're allowed to remain as husband and wife. They're thinking that I've got my husband, I got my wife, and as the age increases, the dealings become intimate, then they become affectionate. That is quality. Not in the beginning there is any quality. It is by the parents' arrangement, that's all. In our days, the marriage was performed when the girl is 10 years, 12 years, 9 years. 12 years is very late marriage. My second sister, she became 12 years old. So my mother became so disturbed that this girl is not being married. Shall I commit suicide? Yes. Is it? My elder sister, she was 9 years older than me, and she was married before my birth. And my mother-in-law was married at the age of 7 years. And my father-in-law was 11 years. I was married. My wife was 11 years. So in this age, there is no question of love. It is not that the husband and wife live together, no. Unless the girl is grown up, she is not going to the husband. She remains with the father and mother. Sometimes they meet, and the wife is taught, giving some sweetmeat to the husband. Official. Official. See, the parents of the girl just go to her husband and offer. So she comes as obedient servant. But gradually, they get the connection. In this way, the love develops, and when they are 15, 16 years old, they are allowed to live together. Because both of them have already developed that she is my wife, he is my husband. Psychologically. And there is no question of divorce. The love is so strong, they cannot dream even that I have to leave my wife, I have to leave my husband. They cannot dream even. They may fight, the husband and wife fighting. That is not unusual. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says, fight between husband and wife, never take it serious. Dampate kalahe chaiva babharamme lukukriya. They will make all arambar, but it is not very important. Don't take. Next moment, they will again leak peacefully. So, according to Indian culture, there is no divorce. There is no question of divorce. Both the husband and wife, they cannot dream of divorce. The love was so strong. Even Gandhi's life, he fought with his wife and pushed her out of the house. Get out, I don't want you. And Kasturabai, she began to cry on the street. Where shall I go? You are driving me away. Then Gandhi said, come on, finish. He is written in his life.
I'm curious about the destination of a neophyte devotee. If a neophyte devotee is with determination endeavoring for purification, but he were to meet with death, as he is still influenced by the lower modes, although he is seriously trying, then does he take another birth, or does he go to Krishna?
No, he has to take another birth. If he's not completely purified, he has to suffer another birth. Nobody is allowed to enter into the spiritual unless he is 100% pure. No allowance.
So sometimes
then he has to, therefore it is said, Suchinang Simatangi, he Juba Brasta Sanja. He is given chance, another chance to take birth in a very pure Brahmin family or rich family, so that he may take again the chance. Not in he is allowed to enter. He's given a good chance again. That is his benefit. Even if you are failure, still your next birth as a very first-class human being is guaranteed. Not for others. It is only for the yogis. If he is, therefore it is said, now what is his loss? Even if he is failure. Tapta sadanmam charanambujam hare bhajan napakkutha patitta tu jadi jatra kova abhadra abhut amasakin. This verse is very important. Even by sentiment one comes to Krishna consciousness and discharges the regulative duties, chants Hare Krishna, his next life is guaranteed as a human. Even he does it for some time, he is not perfect. Still, his next life is guaranteed. But others, there is no such guarantee. Even if he discharges his so-called duties, material duties, there is no guarantee that he will become a human being.
That way Ajamil had to go to Rishikesh to perform devotional service. Ajamil, after he chanted Narayan, they let him stay in that body, and then he went to Rishikesh and performed devotional service and then became perfect.
Well, he was already perfect, but to increase his desire, how shall I go, Vaikuntha, another time? He was a perfect, otherwise how you are saved from the Jamadu?
So if a devotee dies and remembers Krishna, although he's not perfect, that...
Unless he is perfect, he cannot remember Krishna. That is not perfect. That is theory. He must be perfect. Somehow or other he fallen. So Krishna gives him the chance. That is a special concession for devotees. Somehow or other you become. Even if you cannot finish the whole job, if you fall down, still there is guarantee that you get your birth in a very good society. That is the prerogative.
What about like
Maharaj
Bharat?
That was also, in Maharaj Bharat, it is punishment and reward also. Maharaj Bharat, although he became a deer, he remembered that he was such and such exalted position, but I became attached to the deer and I forgot my regular duties. Maharaj Bharat, he became so much attached to the deer that he forgot his regular duties. Therefore he was punished. But he remembered that I was in such exalted position on account of my attachment to the deer I have fallen. Therefore he rectified himself, so that in his next life he became completely silent, so that I may not fall down. Jadvaro. This association, material association, is so dangerous. So he remained just like a dull madman, that's all. He was talking with nobody, he was not mixing with anybody. Whatever one may do, he did not protest, but his knowledge was full.
Well, so I think sometimes we recommend the devotees to chant their rounds in the temple rather than to walk in other places.
Why? Walk other places? Who has said that you go walk other places? Never said.
Is it under tree, yes?
No. You should chant in the temple. Why should you go to other places? Why he should go outside? Who has allowed him to go outside? Unless he has got some important business for the temple, Why you want to go to outside? There's no need. And that is the chance of falling down. Why you should go outside? We are arranging for the temple, for the food, why? Because everyone should stick to the temple and the principles. Why you should go outside? That should be stopped. You cannot go outside.
Maybe go to the shop to buy something.
That is another thing. That is for temple's benefit or business. That is another thing. Somebody goes to sell books, somebody goes to make some life members. That is another. Otherwise one is not allowed at all. Not whimsically I am going out. Why you spoil your legs?
Sometimes I've seen devotees say that they did not like to chant in the temple room with the opposite.
That is a rascal. He's not a devotee. He's a rascal. When a devotee says, well, how you become devoted? If he does not like the temple, and he thinks to be happy outside. What is he? What kind of devotee he is? He's not a devotee.
What I meant to say is he said he does not want to chant with women in the temple room. Huh? I've seen this before. Huh? He says, I do not want to chant in the room with women. I'd rather be away from women.
That means he has got distinction between men and women. He's not a pandit. Pandita Samadarshana. He's a fool. Yes, sir. He's a fool. So what is the value of his word? He's a fool.
So he's the first.
He should always consider there is a woman, that's all, she is my mother. That's all. Matrivat paradaresu. Then what is it? Suppose you sit down with your mother and chant. What is wrong? But he is not so strong. Then he should go to the forest. Why he should live in the Nairobi city? On the street there are so many women. He'll walk on the street, closing the eyes. This is all rascal. They are rascals. They are not devotees. Simply rascals.
Some of our devotees go to the other temple like Swami Narayan, you know.
Yes,
and they are about to see the ladies. That's the reason they are taking this instruction from them.
Our devotees go to Swami Narayan?
Yes, they go. They are our devotees. They went to Mombasa for a program of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I was not there. All of them went to some
temple. These things should
them,
be stopped.
Without asking me.
They leave their own temple and go to Swami Narayan temple. Stop.
They like their lunch. They go for lunch. Yes, sir. All of them went, you know, without asking me about 5-6 devotees immediately. But we are going to Swami Narayan.
So this should be rectified.
And their theory is that I asked Pramukh Swami that why you have put this, why you say to your disciple that we should not see the face of the woman? He said that we should avoid. I said, well, okay, when you are walking on the road, automatically you will see the ladies. He said that we turn our face to one side. I said, first you have seen the woman, then you are turning. But where is the point that you have not seen the woman? You have no sense, you know.
They are bogus. One should train himself that Matrivat Paradarsha, all women, my mother. Then it will be possible. Therefore, the etiquette is to address every woman, mother. That is the etiquette.
Yeah. You say, like, Mother Rukmini?
Huh?
There's a devotee named Rukmini. You say, Mother Rukmini? How do you address a woman? You say mother, and then the name of the devotee?
No, mother simply.
Just mother?
Yes. This is better. Mother. That will turn.
Yes, in our Indian culture, they don't call the name of the mother, never the children down.
No. Mother, simply mother. That's all. And if the woman treats man as son, then it is all right. It is same. Yes. Or as the woman says, beta.
Yeah, beta.
That's all.
The only trouble is in the West, we're accustomed to not like our mothers.
Huh?
The West, we don't like our mothers.
You should forget your West or East.
Hare Krishna.
Similarly, wife should not be called.
No. Now, therefore, it says other's wife, yes. Not your wife. But the Ramakrishna, you are saying his mother. A wife, mother. And he became famous by this foolishness.
Lord Ramakrishna, there are many like Shama mother. Her husband, she calls her mother.
Yes. In the Brahma Samaj, they call the wife a sister, and the wife calls the husband brother. Address like that.
Since there is no distinction between man and woman, these are all body designations. Is it possible for a woman to become a Brahma? Is it possible for a woman to become a Brahma?
Is it possible for a woman to become a Brahmin?
Yes. Woman is a Brahman's wife. Then she is automatically a Brahma.
Suppose she doesn't want to get married for the rest of her life. She just wants to serve the Lord.
So, in his spiritual position, everyone is Brahmin.
But you give Brahminical initiation to unmarried women.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But on spiritual point, she is Brahmin. In the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction.
Oh, it's not possible for a woman to become a sannyasi.
No.
What is the position of the woman in her daily life? The wife of the devotee.
What is that for you?
After the husband takes sannyasi? Yeah. What is the duties of a woman after the husband takes sannyasi?
So remain a devotee, widow. She is not allowed to marry.
I know Prabhupada Banjara's god sister in Vrindavan. She is very old. She is staying in Tirth Maharaj Math. Oh, yeah. So, she told me she took her initiation then. She was about 16-year-old. And still she stays in the temple.
was born especially this planet.
Yeah.